This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Well, it's at last here, the Ahau Specmec. Many of you listening to this broadcast will be putting chairs and a dessert or a salad in the car and heading for Bridgewater Lions Park. If you did not pre-book, you can still attend, but you may have to provide your own food. The location is 386 Old Mount Barker Road, Bridgewater. Starting time is 12 noon, but it will pay to get there earlier as parking can be limited if the park is very busy. Barry, VK5BW, has issued the following forecast for today. The temperature at Bridgewater is 4 or 5 degrees lower than Adelaide. I'm expecting 29 to 30 degrees with partial cloud. Should be a great day. Thanks for that, Barry. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 9th of February. It would have been the 26th of February, but that's Australia Day. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February. The next general meeting will be the AGM on the 15th of February 2018, and Paul Lawson, VK5CL, will be giving a brief presentation on his plans for a remote HF receiving site, something that will be welcome as there is so much RF noise on the HF bands. If you'd like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms are available from the website. You need to lodge nomination forms at least 7 days before the AGM, and you can email them to me via my WIA email address. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 24th of February. This will be a demonstration by Rod, VK5ZRK, of Whisper, the Weak Signal Propagation Reporting Network. Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run an Arduino Tiny Basic presentation session at the Shack on March the 24th. Events at the Shack start at 9 a.m. and this event will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're also still looking for a local gardener or handyman who has a ride-on mower to drive around the Shack site two or three times a year. If you know someone who will do this, please pass the details on to me. We'll need to cut the grass around the site very soon. Failing finding someone to do it for us, we'll have to have another Saturday morning clean-up. Trevor, VK5ATQ, has offered Hay Haas a small ride-on mower in need of minor repairs, and if we can arrange to keep it in the other shed on the site, this will make our clean-up days easier. Many of you who use the 2-metre repeater will know that it's in trouble with noise when receiving weak signals. We suspect this is due to mechanical problems with the tower, and while it's being fixed, Barry VK5BW is planning to erect a smaller tower for the repeater on another site. If you have the appropriate skills and would like to be involved in this urgent project, contact Barry at vk5bw@wia.org.au. To keep up to date with what's happening at AHARS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and upcoming events page. Any changes to the plans for January and February were reported in the Sunday broadcast and on the AHARS website. The URL is http://www.ahars.com.au. This year's calendar should be available on the website by the end of January. I still haven't found or managed to press gang a few more guest speakers for the general meeting nights. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Talk to you again next week. 73.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day, everyone. Once again, this is Les, VK5KLD, with all the latest gossip from the Northeast Radio Club. Just a reminder that there will be no Tech Night meeting next Friday night, Friday the 26th of January, as it's Australia Day. So you can stay home and do your own thing or go out and celebrate. But just remember, no meeting next Friday night. Now, if you tune to your favourite WIA broadcast relay frequency and found that there was nothing there, then it's most likely that there were no operators available for that day. Yes, we're still on the hunt for relay operators for 80 metres and 40 metres, so if you think you can help, then get in touch with Trevor, VK5ATQ, and he will tell you all about what's involved in doing the VK5 relay of the WIA broadcast. and no doubt will get you a spot on the roster. Remember, no operators means no broadcast. So Trevor can be emailed at vk5atq@wia.org.au, or you can give him a buzz on 8380 5542. Well, that's all for this week. Keep cool and try working some of the DX that I've heard around. So 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. I have returned from holidays with some of my family in VK4, and I'm not up to speed on what has been happening. I trust you all had a very joyous and happy new year with your families. The February 7th meeting will be the annual general meeting at the usual time. The club fees are due now and are payable before the AGM. There is no change in the fee amount, they remain the same as last year. The March Tech Night will be replaced by a working bee at the Water Tower on the 24th of March to tidy up and dispose of unwanted materials, 10 a.m. onwards, with lunch thrown in. Another antenna testing event following the success of the recent one will be arranged on a weekend late in February 2018. The Tech Night on Wednesday the 18th of April will be a talk by Graham VK5WX on basic surveying and how the metric system came about. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
G'day. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday night, we had our first meeting for 2018. As it was a business meeting, we had a lot of ground to cover, as we had not met since November 2017. There was a lot of correspondence both in and out, and quite a few items appeared under general business as well. I will update you on the outcome of all that next week. We are hoping to have a visit from Mark, VK5QI, during which we expect to learn all there is to know, well, some of it might stick, about monitoring and chasing weather balloons. Tom, VK5EE, has been doing a bit of monitoring, and last Monday he had good signals for 2 hours and 10 minutes on a handheld with just a rubber ducky antenna. The balloon must have travelled quite high and a fair distance for the signal to last that long, as a previous attempt only lasted 1 hour and 20 minutes or so. We do not have the ability or knowledge at this point to track these gadgets on a map, but we are trying to work it all out, and Google is nearly sick of us searching for information. As always with Google, there is plenty of information out there, but not many of us are fluent when it comes to Linux. We will get there using Windows eventually. Bill, VK5WCC, will be well known to many of you as the voice of 2 metres FM in the southeast. Bill has had a few health problems of late, to be expected at 90 years of age, and has had a spell in the Millicent Hospital. He remains positive, and it is hoped that he will be up and about again very shortly. He has now moved to Sheoak Lodge in Millicent for a few days, pending a decision on whether he returns home with an assistance package or goes into care. We wish him all the very best. Hopefully, as we slip into our new year, I will have more to report as time goes on, but that's it for today. This segment would not be finished without me saying that all our members hope that you have a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.